Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A proposed bill would give juveniles with long prison sentences a possibility at parole. There are reportedly 31 inmates currently in the state's prison system who have committed their crimes when they were juveniles but were tried and sentenced as adults. Alaska Public Media reports that some of those face long prison sentences without the possibility of getting out on parole for decades. Senator Tom Begich recently introduced a second look law that would give inmates a chance to make their case to the parole board after 15 years of incarceration. In the early 2000s, the U.S. Supreme Court cited the research on brain development to find that life sentences for juveniles without the possibility of parole are unconstitutional, since juveniles don't have the moral culpability as adults. Many states have curtailed the use of harsh sentences on minors, but that still leaves inmates who won't get the chance at parole till they enter old age. On the flip side, Edie Grunewald, who is the chair of Alaska's parole board, her 16-year-old son was murdered by other teens in 2016. She states that brain science doesn't take into account the brains of teens involved in violent murders, which she said are beyond the scope of any teenage brain theory that's out there. She said pushing the bill through the legislature sidesteps the decisions that judges make using their discretion about the prospects for an offender to rehabilitate. And the Anchorage Daily News reports that in 2020, 77% of applicants for discretionary parole were denied. The bill is expected to face tough opposition in the state legislature. Most of the buildings at the old Adak Naval Air Station have stood empty since the end of March 1997. The Navy closed it as a result of a decision by the Base Closure and Realignment Commission. Thomas Mack, the president and CEO of the Aleut Corporation, which owns the property the base is on, says,
"This is very exciting for the corporation."
After decades of emptiness, Mack and his group believe they may have found someone to move in. Back in September 2019, the Navy once again landed ashore in Adak as part of a joint exercise with the Marines and Coast Guard to show its readiness to the troops to respond to the region. Now, as it works towards a stronger presence in the Arctic, as detailed in a recent report, the Navy could be considering reopening the base as part of its new Arctic strategy, according to Mack and U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan. Mack says,
"Over 300,000 square feet of warehouse spacing. There are two 7,600-foot runways capable of landing jumbo jets the size of 767s, as well as a year-round deep-water ice-free port that has piers, that has an existing seawall."
Roughly 70 people currently live on Adak, and that number swells to around 400 when the commercial fishing season is underway. Many of those who reside there live in the old base buildings. Mack believes the former base still has a lot to offer besides housing for future sailors and their families. The Navy is one of the branches of the military that will be putting more of an emphasis on the region as part of the Pentagon's Arctic strategy. Senator Dan Sullivan is among those looking for stronger naval presence in Alaska as well.
"When you look at where Adak is on the Aleutian Island chain, it is enormously strategic in terms of really the gateway to the Asia Pacific and the gateway to the Arctic."
Shipping companies are also looking to Adak, according to Mack, who says that the area's major fuel terminal could be used by ships as they travel between the Arctic and the Indo-Pacific regions. And the audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.